Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 16th of September. Watch and pray. In this season, the Lord is asking us to watch and pray with Him. The capacity to watch is the outcome of hearing the word of present truth and receiving illumination from the Holy Spirit in relation to what He is saying to us. After the Holy Spirit has illuminated our spirit, He then helps our weakness by strengthening us with the capacity of eternal spirit so that we can pray with Christ. We pray with Christ when we join by the Holy Spirit the fellowship of Christ's intercession and travail. Speaking about how we join the fellowship of His prayer, Jesus said to the disciples, "When you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." We know that the secret place is not simply a private place like a room or a closet, because Jesus said that the Father dwells in the secret place. That is, it is the house of God. It is the secret place of the ladder that connects heaven and earth. When Jacob saw this ladder in his prophetic dream, he proclaimed, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." The ladder that connects heaven and earth is the corporate body of the Son of Man. In this regard, there is only one secret place. However, we know that Jesus also instructed us to go into our own inner room, which is inside the secret place. On His offering journey, Jesus Christ prepared a unique place for every Son of God in the fellowship of His body, which is the Father's house. After we have been born as a Son of God, the Father places us in the body of Christ where He has chosen. This is our inner room in the secret place. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, Luke chapter 21, verse 36, Mark chapter 13, verse 33, Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, Romans chapter 8, verse 26, Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, Genesis chapter 28, verse 17, John chapter 1, verse 51, John chapter 14, verse 2, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. For further study, Genesis chapter 28.